It's a sad state of affairs. We got Rob and Regeer in studio, Warner, me and Pinder. Now, how many kids do you, we'll get your, how many kids do you have?
Two.
So you've got two, he's got two. Rhett and I have three. Ordinarily, you get some guys around. Oh, so we're out at the pub, you know, and see some women. Now we just come in, oh, how's your kid? Oh, my kid pulled the dresser on top of him last night. Oh, my kid's in... talk bitch about minor hockey.
That's yeah, minor hockey stories are flowing this morning.
Hey,
yeah.
Isn't that a sad? That's where we are in life.
Well, I don't know. It's not as exciting as it used to be. That's for sure.
What did I say like two segments ago during break?
Yeah.
Man, I wish I played in the NHL.
We're like, ever or still?
Right, you did. You remember that, right?
Maybe you should reapply. You can be like a stick boy or something like that.
Just include me on the odd trip, please. Yeah.
He just wants to go on the trips. You don't really want to do anything.
Apparently, they still do stupid things on these trips. Like last night, you're in Chicago. The Flames are in Chicago. They lose, and they got to get to San Jose. Well, they got a day in between games, and rather than sleep over in Chicago and actually rest... well, let's get to the airport so that we can get into Oakland and drive for an hour and get into the hotel at about 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, brilliant. What they should have done was go down to Rush Street where I saw you once make a hard pivot on a curb and you know, start limping around a little bit.
Yeah, we've heard that one.
You got to watch your step there. Yeah.
Broken foot? Is that what you had there? Yeah.
Not enough calcium, I think.
Yeah. It's mixing a milk. Yeah. But, you know, there is something to that, right? I think there's more attention being paid. And you talked about it, Warner, that it seemed like maybe the Flames were coming around. The rest that you need over 82 games, why fly from Chicago to San Jose is not a short flight to begin with. And you can't fly into San Jose because of the
curfew.
The curfew. If you want to practice, wake up today, get some ice at the United Center, go to the airport, fly right to San Jose. On a good night's sleep, I don't...
they are getting
you
better,
you guys did
they?
It, right?
Well, or you could just be like one of those really rich tech Silicon Valley guys and just pay the fine and be done with it.
Right. That's right.
That way. But yeah, it's just for some reason, the coaches and management, I think, too, they don't like staying over anymore. And when you stay over, you know, you can have a nice meal at the...
you relax.
Like, yeah, you can hot stove it after the meal and actually talk to one another rather than... you know, maybe go on the plane and bury your nose in a movie or something like that. And
coach has got to get to that video.
Wouldn't have been a chatty flight to begin with, I don't think, after that game.
It's dumb. I think the league has probably improved on it, but it's still archaic in my opinion, as to how that plays out. The treatment of the guys has gotten better. Remember 10 years ago, I got traded here, 15 years ago? Whatever it was. You go into the training room.
A long time ago.
Yeah. You go into the training room, and if you went into the training room at the new rink in Edmonton, it wouldn't even be. What was there? A cold tub, maybe a hot tub, and a stim machine. Mm-hmm. Like that was treatment.
Yeah.
Here's your ice. Maybe if I got time, I can hook up this tens packing, get some stim or something. But that was it.
Even those hot packs back in Edmonton, you didn't even want to touch those things. Oh. The water was just like came right out of the. North Saskatchewan, I think.
It was from Cleveland.
Yeah. It was pretty nasty. But yeah, now it is. It's really a mobile physiotherapy clinic that they have, and it's all top-notch stuff, and the treatment of the guys has really improved. Yeah, that's for sure.
You've been watching much of the team?
Not many regular season games here. I watched a little bit of the World Cup at the beginning of the season, which was a lot of fun. I thought there were some really great games there. But I watched the first two and saw McDavid flying all over the ice. And
does he look any good?
Man, am I glad I'm retired, because he would be making me look really slow out there.
Back that's in the scary. Day, though, hey, you'd have been happy to get him in the old... take him down the
well,
pipe.
Well, then you could actually hook and hold a little bit when you got somebody, whether you used long arms like Red Hat or just a vice like grip, you can just smash him into the corner. But man, there's no way I would have caught that guy.
No, I set it up to the first two. I said, I don't know what I would do. I would just back up into the goalie because he's that good, that fast, and he goes two directions at once.
Yeah, And he doesn't look like he's actually, you know, having to labor at all.
No.
He's that smooth of a skater. And I always found as a D-man that, you know, if someone was coming at me and they looked like they were working really hard and their legs, you could kind of gauge that a little bit better, you know, get your gap and stuff like that. It's those guys that they barely even cut into the ice with their skates and they are just flying. They're very tough to gauge that speed.
Yeah. Kovalchuk, first time playing against Kovalchuk in Buffalo. He's coming down on me one-on-one. I'm veteran defenseman. Pretty good. And he was the same thing where it doesn't look like he's digging in and all of a sudden he's going, oh. Yeah.
You came back to the bench. Yeah. Who's that Kovalchuk guy?
Yeah, man. Rookie, yeah.
He was taken first overall, Red.
Oh, damn.
He's damn. Pretty fast.
Who, do you have any of those memories? Who gave you the blue bayou?
Jaromir Jagr. First time I played him, he came down on me on a one-on-one and he made... He made three moves, and thank goodness I didn't move on any of them. I just kind of sat there and froze.
His chest.
And he pretty much just ran into me, I think. And I was like, ooh, got through that one. But that and then, you know, the first game I played in Pittsburgh in the igloo, my mom and dad came in for that game. And it was back where they had Stevens, Lemieux, and Jagr on the same line. And we lost the game, and I think... you know, I think Mario had like 1-4 and Jagr had like 3-2 and I don't know what Stevens had, but it was an absolute clinic. And that was a real big welcome to the NHL kid not first game, but that was my first game against them and that type of caliber of players in line. And my parents were there. And, you know, of course, you get done after the game. And mom's like, oh, you did such a great job. And I don't know how, like minus 100 or whatever it was. Oh, yeah, thanks, Mom. Yeah.
Mario was good. I remember a game against Mario. We were winning 3-2 or something late in the third, halfway through the third. And he just decided to go score some goals. And he scored three goals off of the offensive zone faceoff. So one, he pushed his Stewie Barnes' feet. Just push it through nice and light and just long stick went around, roofed it on Hasek. Next one, he made another move. And by the third one, we knew it was coming. And it was like, I don't know what to do. We were lost.
So what was it with him specifically? Was it it's all of it. But he never really, like, is it deceptive speed? Because he never looked like he was flying that hard, right?
He was the kind of guy that, like Reg said, right. he didn't have to look like...
Yeah, he didn't look like he was really trying that much. And people said, no, he's a big guy, so his stride was long, and he's lazy. No one ever caught him. Like I haven't seen a highlight where he was caught from behind. And then you know, Rhett talked a little bit about it too. His reach and his hand eye was amazing. Like you never wanted to pass around him or in the air because he would just knock it down and go the other way. Like it was, even the coaches, they could see it coming. They're like, no, they're yelling, don't do it. And I got a chance to play with him in the World Cup back in 04 there in September and 04-05 there. And he was so good at coming out of the corner too. Like I remember, you remember the 3 1-on-1 drill. So as a D-man, you have to stand in front of the net. And there was one-on-one that came out of each corner and then one from the blue line. And I got danced so hard by him. I'm just pretty much just sitting there like looking at my skate laces. And
you're like, can I get cut from this team? I've already made it. But can they cut me right now?
I just look back. Oh, hey, Marty, make the stop there.
Come on, Marty. Yeah.
No one talks about that team, right? That's one of those forgotten World Cup.
That was before the hockey apocalypse, I guess.
But there were, everyone was there. Everyone was on that team. The best we had made it. Was there anybody that wasn't on that team?
Don't remember it.
Because I mean,
I remember being there.
Yeah, it was.
Reg got you tickets?
All hammered up with my Iginla jersey on, and Monty was wearing a Regeer, I think. And then we were downstairs after the game, and people were, oof, look at these guys.
Yeah.
That's a motley crew you hang out with there.
So do you think of that World Cup when you watch this World Cup, or has the Olympics kind of changed it for you?
I thought about it a little bit. I guess the only two guys that were the same were Bomeister and Thornton, I think, were the holdovers. But it's just a different event, you know, not having it for such a long time.
Yeah.
I think it's going forward, they need to have it a regular event like that because, you know, the Olympics, it's not a prime time event in that you have to watch for the time change and things like that. And the World Cup, they can schedule around TV, which that's what they want. That's what it's all about.
I want to find this picture because if I'm not mistaken, there was the team photo and Gretzky had like the old man neck going, like he already looked like so terrible.
Well, I just remember someone called the trophy. It looked like some sort of fancy ashtray.
Is what they said.
The flower vase. Yeah.
So what are you doing here today? Were you on TV today?
Yeah. So I'm actually playing in the Hockey Helps the Homeless event on Friday out at Winsport, and I played in it last year. It reminds me actually of being in a minor hockey tournament again because we literally play hockey all day and you walk around and sometimes you don't take your gear off.
Yeah.
So
Rink burgers, yeah, Rink and burger, fries,
put some vinegar on those fries and walk around with your skate guards on and away you go. But it's a fun event and one that Corporate Calgary really steps up and helps raise money for. I think last year we netted $150,000 in quite tough economic times here. And, you know, we're hoping to at least raise that or try to beat that this year.
Do you put vinegar on fries anywhere but the rink?
Well, you can.
You know what? Because you're right. You get that small little tray or whatever, that little container. And, crack open the bag and get the vinegar on there.
Did you get us our skid steer? We needed to.
Yeah, you were going up
at the auction.
Some auction.
Yeah, well, I got two wheel loaders, so those are a little bit too big for you guys.
Those are a little bigger than probably.
We do have a skid steer, but right now it's up north of Fort McMurray.
No. Ooh, well, that doesn't help.
And I get confused between Fort Mac and Fort St. John's.
That's right? True. Yeah, that is true.
Well, you guys should have came. There's some great deals up there.
Another one in December, I think.
Okay.
We just want to dig holes and fill them back up again with the skid steer. We're very bored.
Someone other than Rhett has to book the flights. It's the only stipulation here.
Yeah, Rhett and I were going to do an event in Fort
St. John.
Fort St. John. He booked flights to Fort McMurray.
I think it's only about a 15-hour drive once you get there. Like, I don't think it was that bad.
You should have seen the amount of tree camo that people were wearing at Ritchie Brothers auction, though. I have never seen. I'm looking around behind me and all around. I'm just like, wow.
Yeah.
I did not get the memo. It was everywhere. Yeah.
Well, good to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
Reggie's
always
coming back
in.
Next week.
Next week?
Yeah. Yep.
Gonna
awesome.
You want me to bring some vinegar fries?
Yeah,
definitely bring some vinegar packets for the fries.